Hey everybody, Rob here, and you're about to listen to our special presentation of the $25 Pira Hatmid, our Big Brother game show to help get you ready for Big Brother 16 right around the corner, where people are going to be trying to win Big Brother live feeds. Now, you don't have to be on the $25 Pira Hatmid or playing Big Brother live feed bingo to win cash prizes this summer, thanks to our friends over at DraftKings.com who sponsor this episode of Rob as a Podcast. Our listeners are winning crazy money at DraftKings.com, and fantasy baseball is back, and you don't want to miss what's happening at America's favorite one-day fantasy baseball site. That's DraftKings.com. Fantasy baseball at DraftKings is getting huge, and anyone can enter with just a few bucks to win tons of cash. Listen to some of these results. Somebody turned $11 into $4,000. Another player won $100,000 in their first time ever playing, and somebody even won $1,000,000 at DraftKings.com. That's twice what you could win on Big Brother. Seriously, $1 million in one day playing fantasy baseball, because DraftKings takes watching baseball to a whole new level, and now you can win instant cash every day with every game because it's easy. That means no season-long commitments, no being stuck with players, just instant cash every day. So right now, you can score free entry into the DraftKings biggest fantasy baseball contest of the year. Over $3 million in cash prizes with $1 million for first place. Enter ROB today at DraftKings.com for your free shot at hundreds, thousands, and even $1 million. Free spots are going quick. Enter ROB now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. And here is the $25 Pira Hatmid. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's the $25 Pyramid. And now, here's the host of the $25 Pyramid, Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our star-studded Big Brother game show, the $25 Pyramid. We have a very fun show for you guys here tonight, where two lucky Big Brother fans are going to have a chance to win free Big Brother live feeds for Big Brother 16. It's going to be the twistiest season ever, and we have two Big Brother greats here with us tonight. Let's meet our celebrity Big Brother players here tonight on the $25 Pyramid. Let's start off here. He is the winner of Big Brother 14 and a big fan of the $25 Pira Hatmid. Ian Terry. Ian, how are you doing tonight?
Rob, you know, I'm doing very well. Great that Big Brother would let me do this from sequester. I can confirm that Allison Grimer is standing directly behind me. I can't give away anything too soon. But thanks for having me.
All right, Ian. Well, please give Allison our best. I know she, too, is a fan of the Pira Hatmid. And so it's going to be a very busy season and a very busy summer for you.
Yes, it should be interesting.
All right, let's meet our second Big Brother celebrity that's here with us tonight. You know him from Big Brother 12. He's a diabolical super genius, and here he is with us. It's Matt Hoffman.
Hey, Rob. Thank you. It's an honor to be here again.
Yes. Well, Matt Hoffman, always a pleasure to be here with you. I was very disappointed that my original plan was that I wanted to do a never-before-attempted three-team Pira Hatmid and reunite all three of the Big Brother players from Reality Game Masters. But unfortunately, I was not able to get a hold of Eric Stein.
Stein has been a mystery. He... Yeah, Ian, have you had any luck?
I've tried texting him, calling him, no response.
All right, well, Eric Stein, wherever you are tonight, I hope you are having fun and having as good luck as these two Big Brother super fans are going to have. First, let me introduce you to our newcomer here tonight. He is from Long Island, New York. He recently got to meet Phil Kogan for the first time. And here he is trying to play to win Big Brother 16 live feeds. Mr. Randy Rice. Randy, how are you?
Great, Rob. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Randy. Randy, are you excited to play the Pyramid?
Rob, this is huge. I needed these live feeds, and yeah, I couldn't be more excited.
Okay. Are you more excited to play with one of our particular celebrity guests?
I have to say, I feel like I line up way better with Ian than Matt. I feel like Matt's too cool for me, so I'm psyched to get to play with Ian tonight.
Okay. Well, Randy will be playing with Ian in round one, and then in round two, we will be having a wife swap of sorts, and they will switch partners. And now, let me introduce you to our second player tonight. You may know him from Big Brother Jeopardy last year, when a contentious finish, a very controversial thing happened on Big Brother Jeopardy, and you can go back and watch that in the archives for more on exactly what happened there. But we wanted to give him a second chance for redemption. Here is Mike Harlow.
Hey, what's up?
Mike, how are you doing? Has the sting of Big Brother Jeopardy worn off over the last year?
No, never. Wanted to win that, but I'm going to win this, so, you know.
Okay. Mike, we will do our best to try to have no scoring malfunctions here tonight. Yes, well, we are going to get into our game in just a moment. We are getting a lot of assistance tonight with our game. We brought in some professional help from Travis and Tim from HomeGameEnterprises.com. If you want to check out more about what they do, that's Enterprises, like with the word prizes with a Z, HomeGameEnterprises.com, and they do all sorts of fun game show parties, and we're talking with them about a few other things in the future. All right, so, of course, the Big Brother is going to kick off a week from tomorrow night. We're all very excited. Of course, you can still pick up the Big Brother 16 live feeds for the early bird discount. I believe it's $23.95. And we are also playing the biggest Big Brother game show of the summer, Big Brother Live Feed Bingo, where you could win $500 by watching the Big Brother live feeds. For more information on that, check out robhasawebsite.com/bingo for how to play Big Brother Live Feed Bingo and win $500 this summer. All right. So are you guys ready to see tonight's categories?
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a look at the board. Okay. Here are the categories that we're going to be playing tonight with in the Pierre Hatmid. Of course, all of the responses in these games will be Big Brother themed. Okay. And we have two rounds. The high score of potentially 21 is as high as you can get. The winner, the team with the highest total, will move on to the $25 Pierre Hatmid and give a chance for the fan to win Big Brother live feeds courtesy of robhasawebsite.com. All right. So here are our categories here tonight. The categories are Age Before Beauty, All Riled Up, Tied Up in Knots, and the word knots is N-O-T-S for those of you guys listening to the podcast, Crazy Eights, Off the Job, and Sticks and Stones. And Randy and Ian, you guys will get to select first.
You have any suggestion? I'm thinking Off the Job should be a good one.
Okay.
All right,
off the job. And who is going? So, Ian, you will be giving the clues first to Randy. And now,
yes.
Randy and whoever is receiving the clues will be wearing a blindfold. And that's how this is going to work here tonight. It's a little low tech, but we are on the honor system here. So, Randy will put on his blindfold. And for those of you guys listening to the podcast, Randy is wearing a pink blindfold tonight. It says Party Girl on it. So there's a good look at Randy and his blindfold. Okay, so you can see that no light is getting in. Randy, how many fingers am I holding up right now?
I'm going to say 17.
17. No, that is incorrect. Sorry, it was 4. Okay, so good.
Close.
All right, so we are on the honor system here. All right, so the way this is going to work is that the clues are going to pop up on the bottom of the screen. Ian can see the orange bar. That's where the clues are going to pop up. And then Randy is going to have 45 seconds to guess the clues correctly from Ian. So we're going to have 45 seconds on the clock. These are all occupations that Big Brother contestants have listed on their CBS bio, okay? So these are all occupations Big Brother contestants have listed on their CBS bio. Okay, Ian, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, and go.
It's a person that serves you drinks.
A bartender.
Yes. This is an attractive person that wears clothes for company to take pictures. Yep. This is a foot doctor.
A podiatrist.
They deliver Italian... okay, this is someone that works out, gets completely jacked and has a lot of muscle.
Gym rat.
Pass. This is a person that sells houses.
A realtor, a real estate agent.
This is a person that takes pictures of celebrities.
Paparazzi. Paparazzo.
Okay. All right. Well, good job there to start. You got five. Of course, we heard the cuckoo sound because yeah. Ian said part of the word. That was the clue was pizza delivery boy. And Ian said, this is somebody who delivers Italian food. Of course, we can't allow that. And then the one that Ian passed on was bodybuilder. And I was surprised. I thought you could have got that.
Yeah, I did a not so good there. We'll see.
Okay.
All right.
So, Randy, did you feel good? Five questions right in the first time around?
I think that's pretty good.
Okay.
I think that's a good benchmark.
Matt, do you think you could beat five questions right?
It's possible. Yes. Anything is possible, Rob. I think we can.
Okay.
We're doing it.
All right.
Well, I'm with Mike, right?
Yes. You and Mike are going to go now. And Matt, you are going to give the clues. So where do you want to go?
Mike, what's your knowledge on the Riley clan? I love them. Do you love them or hey?
I don't know. I'm a little worn out from them. I could take them.
Oh, because I think we could knock out this all riled up category. I'm sensing a Riley vibe.
What I was thinking too.
Okay.
Okay. If all else fails, say the name of the house guest. Like if you can, you know. Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Let's give this one a go.
All right.
Okay, let's do it.
My girl Rachel, we're going to do this.
All riled up. These are things associated with Rachel Riley, okay? These are all going to be things associated with Rachel Riley. Matt, you played with Rachel in Big Brother 12. You presided over Brendan and Rachel's wedding. So this seems like the perfect spot for you.
I'm very excited to be a part of this category.
Okay, this is all riled up. Okay, Mike is wearing his blindfold. Mike, how many fingers am I holding up right now?
Four.
No, that's a good guess. That's what I had before. No, it was just one. Sorry about that. All right, so these are all things associated with Rachel Riley. We have 45 seconds on the clock. Matt, you are ready?
I'm ready.
All right, and go.
Okay, it's where she lives, or lived.
California, Vegas.
Yeah, there we go, yes. It's her field of science that she had studied.
Pheromones, chemistry. No,
yes. It's what I wore. They're red, and you clip them in to your...
hair extensions.
it's Brendan's nickname that she gave him. Yes. Rachel ran off and cried in these
bushes.
Yes. Brendan, before they got married, he was this to her.
Fiance.
Yes. And glitter and shiny things that you bedazzle. What are those? Yes.
All right. Congratulations. A clean sweep. Seven.
Good call, dude.
Oh, wow. Wow. Great job, Matt.
Never go wrong with Rachel Riley, ever.
Yes, you are a certified Rachel expert. And great job, Mike, with your guesses.
Woo! Good job.
All right, good job so far. All right. So now the pressure is going to be back on Ian and Randy. Only 5 points in round one. The score is 7-5 right now, with Ian and Randy only having the five. In this round, Randy will give the clues to Ian. All right, so Randy and Ian, you have age before beauty, tied up in knots. We have crazy eights and sticks and stones.
You have any preference?
I think crazy eights should be good.
Okay.
I like Big Brother Eight.
All right. So we're going to blindfold Ian, and Ian has like the blindfold, like if you were going to execute somebody, that a huge blindfold for Ian Terry tonight. Okay. Almost a basically like a towel over his head. Okay.
He's getting waterboarded. He's like,
he's getting waterboarded. And I like how he rocks in the chair the way he used to rock in the hammock. So back.
Yeah, that's right.
And the chair doesn't squeak.
Very nice.
Yeah. All right. So, Randy, are you ready?
I think I am.
Okay. In this crazy eight, these are all going to be Big Brother house guests that were voted out or that came in eighth place. Okay. Well, let me just make sure the house guests that all came in eighth place. Okay.
Oh my.
All right. These are the names of the Big Brother house guests that came in eighth place. Are you confident about your ability here?
We'll see.
Okay. All right. And remember, you can pass as well.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. 45 seconds on the clock. Ready and go.
Okay. This is same name, same first name as comedian Handler. And last name is Melissa Jones.
Chelsea.
Last name.
Yes.
Okay. Hot dogs. I'm going with non-Big Brother clues.
Oh.
Famous hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Jewish hot dogs. 4th of July. Coney Island. Pass.
Oh.
Pass. Racist. the fourth month of the year.
April.
No. Disaster. Oh, no. Disaster.
Huge disaster.
Ian, racist. I feel like I'm not sure if it would have been better if you were describing.
I like to give. I do like to give the clues.
Yeah. He's a giver, not a receiver. Randy.
Me too.
Randy,
yeah.
What happened there, Randy?
I don't know. I'm too excited, Rob. I think the nerves are getting to me.
Yes. Was it hard to describe people for the clues?
Is.
Big time.
Yeah. Okay.
Unless they were racist.
Unless they were racist. that was easy.
There's too many, though.
It only took one word at that point.
Yes. That's the easiest one to get. All right. So let's update the score. It's 8-7. And so... Matt and Mike are in a good spot here as long as they don't flame out here on one of these next two categories. All right, they had a clean sweep in the last round. Okay, let's see how they do here. All right, now Mike will give the clues to Matt. Where do you guys want to go?
All right, Mike, I'm going to let you pick, but I want to tell you I believe that Age Before Beauty will be about old people contestants, and I will not know them. So,
okay, what do you think Sticks and Stones is? Like insults people gave?
Maybe, yeah.
Tied up in knots is have knots, so maybe.
I think I might be all right with that.
Really?
I'm as a have not, but up to you, man. Whatever you.
What do you think that are sticks and stones?
Let's try it.
Okay, I'm feeling sticks and stones. Let's do it.
All right.
Okay, sticks and stones. These are all insults that you may be called in the Big Brother house, okay? Let's see, what kind of blindfold do you have there, Matt? Is that like a bandana?
It is a bandana from my wife.
Ooh, okay. All right. You look like a bandit.
How is she doing with her sickness? She
is fantastic. Everybody's great in our house.
Okay, good. Good. All right. So these are all things that insults you may be called in the Big Brother house. These are names that people have been called in the Big Brother house, okay? All right.
Okay.
All right, so, Mike, you ready?
Yep.
You have 45 seconds on the clock. Ready and go.
If you are dishonest, you are
liar.
Yep. The C word, but not a female asshole.
Pussy.
No, a female dog.
Oh, a bitch.
Yes.
Bitch.
Yes. Ronnie. Andy.
Rat.
Yeah. Erica, but Gina Marie said it. Y'all are the TV show with Zach Braff.
Scrubs?
Yes. Green Day, American.
Idiot.
Grab a life vest.
Floaters.
Yes!
Was that in Under the Wire? I don't think so.
Oh, it totally was.
No. They would give you the delay. Yes, I am relying exclusively on Tim and Travis to make these calls. They did not give you the point. That being said, you guys got, five there. So that was pretty good. Okay, so you got five. You have gone up to 12 points here. So you are leading by four going into the final round. So what will have to happen is that Ian and Randy will need more than four to put the pressure back on you guys. So Ian and Randy will go first, and Ian and Randy will get the choice of who gets to describe to who.
I think I'll describe.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Ian is going to describe. Now, you also get the luxury of picking which category you want and which one that Mike and Matt will be forced to do. Would you like age before beauty or tied up in knots?
Well, careful. Since Matt said he didn't want to do age before beauty, we'll stick him with that.
Oh.
I think we'll go with tied up in knots, yeah?
The strategy backfires of talking it through. Okay. So so this will be Ian giving to Randy, okay? And these are all going to be have-not food items that the Big Brother 15 house guests got to eat that were chosen by America, okay? So these were the foods that America voted on for the have-nots to eat. Randy, you okay there? What happened? Your laptop fell over? Okay, Andy had a little technical deal. I think his webcam tipped over.
Oh my God!
Like, wait for me.
We're waiting for Randy. He's having a little bit of an issue.
Oh
jeez!
But in the meantime, be a patron of Rob Has a Podcast.
No, that the one
I'm a patron, you get away with this kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's fine. Now tomorrow, Julie Chen is supposed to drop the news about what the big twist of Big Brother 16 is. Do you guys want to call your shot here as to what the twist will be, Ian or Matt?
Eric Stein is America's player two.
Oh
my.
Big Brother 16, the season of Stein. You heard it here first.
Oh my God. This would be I would be so excited for because nobody will see it coming twice that Eric Stein is America's player. Everyone will say no, they're not going to do it again. They're going to let him actually play this time, and then if he really is America's player, that's going to be one hell of a twist. Oh, I love it. All right,
that sucks.
All right,
and then he'd kill himself.
And then he'd kill himself. All right, here we go. All right, so these are all going to be the food items that the Big Brother 15 house guests got to eat last season that America voted into the house, okay? All right, you need at least four to tie and five to take the lead, okay? And if you don't get four, that means that Matt and Mike are going to be in the bonus round.
Okay.
All right, here we go. 45 seconds are on the clock. Ian, ready, and go.
All right, these are an orange tropical fruit. They're very soft.
Orange, mango, apricot.
Yeah. Okay, when you're a poor college student, you eat this. You okay, so it's pig brain.
Pork rinds.
I think it is. Pig brain. It's
chicharrones. Pork rinds.
Pass. Okay, avocados are used to make
guacamole.
Yeah. All right. They are what prunes are. It's like a dried up
raisins.
Yep. And this is that fruit eaten.
Okay, you got four there.
Oh,
you got
no.
Four.
Oh, no.
Head cheese was the one that we got stuck on. It was the old...
That's a tough category.
Head cheese and habanero.
Very difficult.
That was
a very hard one.
That was what the America voted in for the Big Brother. They were big on the habanero last season on Big Brother. Okay. Yeah. So looking at the board, it is 12-12, okay? So that means if Matt and Mike get one response correct... They will advance to the bonus round where Mike will have a chance to play the $25 pyramid and win free Big Brother live feeds for the entire summer, courtesy of RobHasAWebsite.com.
What a redemption.
Goodbye life.
Yes.
You just have like a Rudy kind of a thing.
Yes.
A Rudy thing. Oh, I thought you meant Survivor Rudy. I'm like.
You know, they had this $25 pyramid, and the guy from Big Brother Jeopardy, he beat Ian.
He was a queer.
Yeah, and he was queer, guy. Too. Okay.
Oh,
all right. So, Mike, can you taste redemption yet?
Oh, I can taste it like pork rinds and cereal and salmon, whatever.
Okay. All right. All right, here we go.
We got this, dude.
All right, this category is, and who's going to be giving and receiving?
I should give because I don't probably know to guess these people.
Okay, whoever. Cool.
Okay.
And I'm just asked until I find someone I know.
All right. And,
yeah.
And Matt, as he correctly theorized before, these are the oldest house guests on their respective seasons. Okay.
Okay.
The oldest player on a given season. Okay. We only need the first name of the player. We don't need first name and last name, but the last name is provided to you as well. Okay. All right. Here we go. 45 seconds.
Can we keep going if we get one right, or do we?
Yeah. Well, let's play it out. Let's play it out. I know that's probably not canon, but we'll know if you.
This season.
What's that?
Can you say the season they were on?
Matt can if he knows it.
Okay.
Okay, but that information will not be provided.
Is that something you would know? You would know that kind of information?
Oh, totally. I have no friggin' life.
All right, let's do it.
All right, so let's see how it goes. Even if you get more than one, we'll let it play out. Okay, here we go. 45 seconds are on the clock. Matt Hoffman, ready, and go.
He had a nickname that is also the same word as a hat, like a baseball hat. Passes. I don't know this person. Oh, the old bat with the daughter, Danny.
Evil Dick. Dick Donato.
Another old person. She did Penthouse and had a big bush in it. Yes, pass.
Oh, man.
Pass. I don't know this person. Okay, he had a berry on his face. I think season two, maybe. He was an old guy.
Kent.
Hey, pass. Oh, no, I know this guy. He fell in a pool. He's crazy.
Jerry.
Yeah. Asian woman.
All right, guys. Yes. All right, congratulations.
Woo! Finally.
All right.
Yes.
All right, so Matt and Mike are going to move on to play the pyramid. For those of you guys listening to this podcast, the first one that you guys passed on was Eric Cappy Littman. I would have said 11:30 lights out, bitches. That would have been the way to go. Dick Donato, you got. Sheila Kennedy was the person who did Penthouse and had a big bush. then we had Mike Lubinsky was the oldest player on. Is that the Don, Ian?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is. My favorite first boot of all time.
What? Better than Laurie?
Then we had Kent, which you got, Jerry McDonald, and the last one, which we didn't get to, was Helen Kim. All right, so congratulations. Matt and Mike are going to move on to play the pyramid and give Mike the chance to win the Big Brother live feeds, which you can get on at robinsthewebsite.com/bingo and play for $500 for Big Brother Bingo this summer. And Mike, you will have the opportunity, if you win, to go and basically, really, I don't even know the math here, to you'll really be able to exponentially increase your money if you're the person that wins the $500 playing live feed bingo.
Yeah, great.
Yes, you're going to the casino, my friend. All right, so Randy and Ian, you guys don't go anywhere. You'll be back in the next round where Randy will be playing with Matt, and Mike and Ian will be paired up in round two. But first, let's get to the operation at hand, and that will be to play the pyramid. Who is going to give and who is going to receive?
This is your decision. It's a decision. Totally up to you.
I don't know. What do you think?
This is your prize. I don't want to.
What are you better at?
I'm probably better at giving.
Okay, I don't do that. I'm kind of 50-50.
It's turning gay. You want me to give?
Sure.
All right.
Okay, so Matt is going to give. Sexual. Let's double check this blind.
I'm a top.
Me too. This would never
hold
work.
On. Now, you guys are both putting your blindfolds on. This is. The person that's giving the clue needs to keep their blindfold off. Okay. All right. Here we go. So okay, so Mike, let's get that blindfold
one sec, sorry.
Okay. We want to make sure that we have official blindfold judges. I may have Tim and Travis verify the blindfold. Okay. All right, here we go. What are you drinking, Mike? A Corona?
Yeah, I needed it after the last thing I said, you know.
Okay, there you go. All right, so Matt, are you ready?
Yeah, it's as ready as I get.
Okay, of course.
Wait, do I have to guess the category, or is it the same as before?
Okay, so just to give you an example of how this is going to work, let me demonstrate with Ian an example of how the Big Brother bonus round is going to work. Okay, so basically, Matt will say things that fall into a certain category. You tell us what the category is. So it's basically the opposite of the first part of the game. So for instance, if I said to Ian, the Terminator, Total Recall,
Arnold Schwarzenegger films.
Okay. Or, you know, films with, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger film, or, this is, if I was to say, ice cream, ice cubes, frozen foods,
cold things,
ice pops, your leftover casserole. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So basically, this is how the bonus round works. Okay. You will have
say it verbatim or
close enough. The judges will give it, if it's close enough, the judges will give it to you. You'll have 90 seconds. Okay.
Okay, we got this, dude.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. 90 seconds are on the clock. Matt, you will get to see the clue, okay? And then, on my word, then you will go, okay? All right, okay. So let's reveal the first clue here for Matt. Again, the Big Brother live feeds are at stake for Mike. Ready, 90 seconds on the clock, and go.
Ian Terry, Hayden Moss, One-Legged Winners. Eddie, Rachel Riley. Yes.
I'm old and I smoke a lot and my daughter is stupid and I won Big Brother 8 and...
Things Evil Dick says.
A big fuzzy bed, a robe, slippers,
things
a nice
you
shower.
Get in your HOH room.
Yes. People banging, people getting blown, people being racist, people...
Young alive feeds.
Yes. Oh, Adam Pog, pass. because you think that you have everything wrapped up, because you don't want to be a target, because you...
reasons you got evicted.
Because you think someone else will be a better HOH than you.
Reasons you throw a comp.
Yes, okay. Last one, man. I don't know. This is a tough one. Adam Pock. Ronnie, maybe?
Losers.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Anyone from season one?
Irrelevant people.
Any... Stop. That kind of counts. Any no-namers from any season?
I don't remember.
I mean, these are... He's kind of saying this, isn't he? I don't...
Come on!
I don't know how else to,
People.
Okay, hold on. Don't take the blindfold off yet. Don't take the blindfold off yet.
You not really kind of say it or no?
Well, don't take the blindfold off yet, Mike. Okay. Hold on. What if we said, anybody from Big Brother 9?
People who've never returned.
The friendship.
People who suck.
Yeah, we're looking for unpopular Big Brother players. Unpopular. Unpopular. I'm sorry that my judges have they're not saying that was. Let me look in the chat room.
I'm sorry.
We'll see what the chat room says. By the way, Adam Pock is in the chat room and is saying "F you all." Yeah,
I'm just relaying what I hear on the internet. I don't fucking know anything.
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry. The judge is saying it has to be exact. I've checked with the judges. It has to be an exact match.
Is Adam Pock a judge? Is that why this is happening?
Adam Pock just made an emoticon for an unhappy face.
Oh, I feel bad. Can I take this off?
Yes, take it off. Okay. All right, let's add it up. You got 300, 200, that's 500, 650, 750, 800. So, 800 points isn't bad, right?
What do you need to win?
You need 10-50.
Now I feel bad about it. I'm like, that's not the category with people Matt Hoffman hates, and I was like, Adam Pock, which is not the case. You know?
Sorry, I'm very sorry. Luckily, we're gonna play in round two, and in round two, you'll have another chance to get back into the winner's circle. This time, you'll play with Ian Terry. And you'll have a chance to get back to the winner's circle and win those Big Brother live feeds. So you were this close. So this is like, you know,
again,
just like you know, Rachel or Mike Boogie, that you didn't get it on your first time, but you're going to come back again now. And then
best player to never win.
There you go. That's very good, though. All right, Randy, do you feel like you might do better this time around with Matt as your partner?
You know what? Now with a little experience, I think Matt was right. I think I might be a little more suited that way. Ian might be too nerdy for me. We'll see.
I'm not so cool after all.
Okay. And Ian, do you feel like you have a better chance now that you're matched up with your Big Brother Jeopardy rival in Mike?
Yeah. I think this is good. I think it's going to go well.
Okay.
Team Dorks.
All right, so let's take a look at the categories in round two here in the $25 Pure Hat Mid round two. All right, the categories here are Reversal of Fortune, Starstruck, Masters of Disguise, Boogie Nights, A Basket Case, and But First. All right, so I am not sure who should go for it. Oh, so Ian and Mike are going to start in this round, okay?
Should I give this time?
All right, so this round, the first time the celebrity goes. So Ian will be giving the clues to Mike here. Now, where do you guys want to go?
I think Masters of Disguise will probably be a good one because I think it would probably be the outfits that they had to wear. So I think, would you be good at that?
What do you think Reversal of Fortune is? People who didn't do well the second time?
Yeah, I think I'd rather go with the disguise one.
Okay, we can do that.
Yeah.
Okay, Masters of Disguise, that Mike will be putting on his disguise. These are costumes that players have had to wear in the Big Brother house. These are costumes that players have had to wear in the Big Brother house. Okay, Mike, are you blindfolded? You're good?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. 45 seconds are on the clock. Ian, ready, and go.
It is a fruit that is yellow, and Casey had to wear it.
Banana.
Enzo had to wear it. It's a small,
penguin.
Flightless bird. Kristen Bidding.
Hippie tart.
It is the type of hat that came with the humilitard.
Cap? I don't know what it's called. Pass.
Pass. Adam Pack, he was the Christmas
elf.
And Frank had the orange vegetable.
Carrot.
And Judd and Spencer had to wear the yellow
chicken.
Bird. And it's the stupid people wearing.
Wait, what was that?
Sorry, no. I'm sorry, we're out of time. We're looking for Dunce was the one you passed on.
Oh, I thought it was like a spinning thing.
Dunce costume. Okay, so 6 points there. Not bad. Not bad, Ian. That's your best round of the day.
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
Okay. All right. And Mike, you feeling good to be back with Ian?
Hell yeah, dude.
Okay. All right.
You're gonna win this thing.
All right. Pressure is on now, Randy, because now Ian just got six with Mike. That was better than you guys did the whole time. So now the pressure. Now we're going to see if it was just a toxic combination between you and Ian, or maybe if you're the problem, Randy.
I think it might be the latter, but let's check it out.
All right, Matt, where do you guys want to go on the board? Let's take a look at the categories one more time. The categories are Reversal of Fortune, Starstruck, Boogie Nights, A Basket Case, and But First.
Anything sticking out to you, Randy?
Let's do Starstruck. It might be the easiest to reference.
Okay, Starstruck. These are all people who have appeared. These are all non-contestants that have appeared on the Big Brother television show. Okay?
Okay.
These are all celebrity personalities that have appeared on Big Brother. Okay?
Okay.
Not as contestants.
Not as
all
contestants.
Right, so this is going to be Matt describing these to Randy. 45 seconds are on the clock. Ready and go.
She's saying, all I want to do is have some fun.
Sheryl Crow.
Yes. Doogie Howser.
Neil Patrick Harris.
He was in PCU and I think Entourage, I believe he's on. Little Dude. Small. Notoriously Small Penis in Hollywood.
Pass.
I think she was runner-up in Survivor Season 1 against Richard Hatch, maybe.
Jenna Lewis.
No, then she wasn't. Third place? Pass.
Oh, I don't know. No, Kelly Wigglesworth.
Donna Martin in 90210.
Tori Spelling.
Yes.
And, okay.
Oh my God.
All right, so we missed a couple there really, Randy, the smallest penis in Hollywood. That should have been a tell.
Why do you know that exactly?
Yeah.
I thought everybody
knows that about Jeremy Piven. Can we get Rob's fact checker on that?
The agent. Yeah.
Yes, Jeremy Piven, according to Matt Hoffman, the smallest penis in Hollywood.
I've never seen it or anything. This is what I hear about
this. Sue Hawk was the person that we were looking for. Actually, not the runner-up. She was fourth place on the original Survivor. And then you got Tori Spelling, and then the last clue, which I don't know if you got to, David Hasselhoff.
Was on Big Brother? When did that even happen?
Big Brother 2. Her, Jervis, and Jeff Varner, and I think Alicia came to the house. Yeah, Big Brother 2.
Yeah, Jervis all right. was in there, right?
Yes, okay. Yeah. So,
sorry, Randy.
There you go. So, all right. So,
hey, buddy, we're good.
All right. The score after round one is Matt and Randy with 3, and Ian and Mike out to a fast start with 6. Okay, but we'll see what happens here in round two. Okay, this is going to be Mike describing to Ian here. Mike, where do you want to go?
I don't know. I'm kind of feeling reversal of fortune. What do you think?
All right. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Cool.
Reversal of fortune. These are all people who were the HOH and then were evicted the next week.
Ooh, okay.
These are players that were an HOH and then the following week they were evicted from the Big Brother house. Okay. So Ian is blindfolded. Mike is ready. 45 seconds are on the clock. Are you ready, Mike?
Yep.
And go.
Sickos, weirdos, and freaks. Alternative lifestyle.
Ken.
Yep. Mantrol.
Dana.
Yep. Who evicted Kaser with the bum? Swear on my life. Friendship.
Jennifer.
Yep. Who passed out? Not Allison.
BB9.
Yep. Homophobic Dumbledore tool. Yep. Kristen.
Rachel.
Let's grab a life vest, yeah.
Rachel.
Who we just pissed off, elf suit, hates me now. Yes.
Yes, oh my God, a clean sweep. Fantastic job there on all of the HOHs that got the HOH-itis. Great job, Ian.
Thank you.
Fantastic. All right, this was a... Matt, are you scared?
I don't know. Let's see what happens. You know,
there's
a comeback in our future.
All right, Matt is going to be getting the clues this time around. All right, Randy, you guys are going to need at least 3 here to not be mathematically eliminated.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay. All right. You will need at least 3 to stay within 7 going into the final part of the round 2. Okay. So where do you want but you guys can make up some ground here too, okay? So hope is not lost. Boogie Nights, a basket case, or But First.
I'm going to go with a basket case. Is that cool with you, Matt?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, so let's get Matt blindfolded. These
HOH basket items?
Yes, these are items that a contestant might get in their HOH basket.
All right, we can do this.
Okay. Randy, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
45 seconds are on the clock. Wait, hold on. Let's wait for Matt to get
I'm good.
Blindfolded there. All right. No cheating to try to get back in this thing, Matt.
No, definitely not.
Okay. I know you're diabolical. Okay. All right. Here we go. 45 seconds are on the clock. Ready and go.
Okay, this is a cereal that's a circle and it's round.
Fruit.
And it's
oats.
This is a not a iPod or a cassette tape, but in between.
CD player, a CD.
Yeah. Chips that come in a tube.
Pringles.
This is a nut that's the most delicious nut.
Planters, peanuts? I don't know.
No, it's passed.
Almonds, pistachios, cashews.
This is a cookie that's a sandwich cookie that's delicious.
Oreo.
You dunk it in milk, yes.
Oreo.
This is something that changes the color of what's on top of your head.
Hair dye.
Yes. This is the unitard that Candace wore.
No. Sorry, time is up. Time is up.
How do we do that?
You guys got... Okay, now, did we give them... The judges are giving you guys cashews, so you got six.
Oh, yeah!
You did not get the last one, which was Clowny.
Yeah.
Clowny is also something that you might find in your HOH basket.
Yeah, I remember that now. Okay, I remember that.
Which is the most terrifying thing you could find in your HOH basket. Oh, my God. I hope Clowny's not in the house. I hope that's not the twist. I hope the twist is just Eric Stein is America's player too, and not Clowny is back also. All right. Okay. So now the team that is trailing is going to go first here with two categories left. So that means that Matt and Randy are back here. The score now is 13-9. So you guys will need 4 to tie and 5 to move ahead. So the categories that you have to choose from are Boogie Nights or But First.
Here's the thing, Randy.
Yeah.
He knows a lot about Boogie, so taking that away from him would be good, but I know nothing about Boogie, so I
got you, buddy.
So you want to do Boogie?
Yeah, whatever, let's go for it. Let's give it a shot.
You want to? Do you want to give or receive?
I want to receive.
Okay.
And I apologize in advance.
No, I apologize. I will do my best.
Okay. All right, a valiant fight. So here comes Randy is putting on the pretty girl mask. There you go. Never gets old. Okay. All right. So Matt, these are things associated with Mike Boogie. Okay. These are going to be things associated with Mike Boogie. Okay. I like the strategy here. Going to keep it away from Ian. But let's see if you guys can get at least 4 here. Otherwise, Mike is headed back to the winner's circle. Here we go. 45 seconds are on the clock. Ready and go.
The alliance with Will.
Sorry. Pass.
Oh, no.
No, I know.
Guy in the carrot suit in Ian season.
Frank.
Yes. I don't even know. The X Bunch. The Something Bunch. It's a show, a TV show, a sitcom.
Brady Bunch. Brady.
Yes. It's your stomach. I think it's his bar, too. Your stomach. What do you call your stomach?
And
your
gut.
His bar. Like he runs
belly.
It.
Around.
Yes. Pass. pass. genitals.
Yes.
Genitals from an STD.
Balls!
No! Oh, no. Oh, no. Disaster. Disaster.
I don't know Mike Boogie. What is Brady? What even is that?
Brady is the name of Mike Boogie's kid.
Oh, do people know that about Mike Boogie?
But you got that one. Why are you complaining about it?
But in a different context.
Okay. So, all right. So, let's just run down the list. Chilltown is the alliance.
Sorry.
With Mike Boogie and Dr. Will. You got Frank. You got Brady. Belly. It was the name of the bar that Mike Boogie owned in Big Brother 2. Coaching.
Belly, incidentally, if you didn't hear that. I believe he did say Belly.
We did say Belly. Did we attribute
that one?
That?
One of the few.
Let me check with the judges
I heard
on that.
He
did. Okay. All right, let's see. We'll wait for the judges to weigh in on that, whether you guys got the point. They got it. So that was that already was in your score, 13-12. Coaching you passed on. Prizes you passed on, and the last one you did not get was warts.
Oh.
Okay. All right. So for shits and giggles, do Mike and Ian, do you want to go with the fine to see if you could set the all-time high score on $25 Pyramid? Okay.
Yeah, I see you're going for the blindfold. Do you want me to give?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. All right. Now, you guys can't get a perfect score here, but you could set the bar high with a 20-point score in the round. That would be certainly a record. All right. But first, these are things associated with Julie Chen, okay? These are things having to do with Julie Chen, okay? All right, here we go. 45 seconds are on the clock. Ian, you ready?
Yes.
All right, and go.
She hosts These, They're Live.
The Talk.
No. When people get voted out of the house.
Interviews.
Pass.
Eviction interviews.
Yeah. All right, she is the This of Big Brother.
Host.
Yes. She might hold these to read her lines off of.
Cards, cue cards. Index Pass. Cards.
Yeah. It's the show that she hosts with Sharon Osbourne. And expect the...
Unexpected.
I think that's...
That's no good. I don't even know what that is. But I think we're good.
Okay. All right. Just to go over, you guys are the winners. You guys are moving to the winner's circle.
Yeah. This is what happens when dorks unite.
Okay, so Mike is going to have a chance to go back to the winner's circle. Another chance to win the Big Brother Live feeds this summer. Yes, and Ian is going to have his first trip to the winner's circle. Unfortunately, Randy, it did not work out for you tonight. 0-2.
Yeah, that's okay. The first thing I'd like to say to Mike is you're welcome. I was never going to win this game. I'm happy to provide you with your opportunity for vengeance.
Provide me?
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
Uh-huh. Okay.
For your questionable loss. So congratulations.
All right. Let's just go through that last category to tell the people at home what you guys missed. So you evictions, you got host, you got index card, you got the talk. Unexpected, we buzzed you on. You said expect the. You can't use part of the word. And then turning, you missed, and we didn't get to Les Moonves. Okay. But a very impressive score. Did you guys get to 17? Is that the new high mark on $25 Pierre Rahatmid? Okay. All right. So,
yes.
Here we go. So, in the bonus round here, we have a decision to make. Mike, who is going to give and who is going to receive?
I think I'll give.
Cool. That's fine.
All right, Mike awesome. Is going to give to Ian here, okay? This is Mike's, Mike, for you, coming here tonight was your shot at redemption against Ian. Then you beat Ian and went to the winner's circle with Matt Hoffman. And then you lost in the winner's circle with Matt Hoffman. And now this is your chance for redemption from 10 minutes ago.
Yes. I don't do losing. We're winning this time.
Okay. Ian, any pressure on you? You're a Big Brother winner. This is your first chance in the winner's circle. Any pressure?
No. I think we're going to get all six.
Feeling good? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Here we go. All right. So, of course, we will have 90 seconds back on the clock. Of course, at stake are free Big Brother 16 live feeds, courtesy of robhasawebsite.com, the only place where you could play Big Brother live feed bingo for a chance to win $500 this summer just by watching the Big Brother live feeds. For more information, go to robhasawebsite.com/bingo. All right, 90 seconds are on the clock here, Mike.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
All right, so let's show Mike the first clue. Don't start yet, okay? Mike, your 90 seconds begins now. Go.
Brendan and Rachel, Will and Shannon, Jeff and Jordan. Showman. Yes. Yeah, showman. Pass. You getting Christmas presents. Kevin getting his hands. Yep. Spelling. Day or fold.
Veto competitions.
Yep. Shane, Frank.
People that were blindsided.
No, Janelle.
Competition Beast.
Yes.
We'll take it.
Yeah. Someone says the pawn always goes home. Someone's evicted.
Big Brother cliches.
Or if it's a cliche,
it's a saying.
And does it
a phrase, common phrase.
Careful, Mike.
Adages, rules.
But often
frequent things that happen frequently on the show.
Or
I'll allow it. We'll take it.
Okay, yes. Last one, dude. I love Jeff and Jordan. I watch the live
Please
feed all day.
Yes! You got it.
Hell yes!
Oh, congratulations, yes. Mike. Finally.
I know, it only took a year.
You did it, Mike. Oh, how does it feel?
Great, but there goes my life for the summer.
Yes, you got it. All right.
What was that top clue that was so things
that happen every season.
Great,
things
dude.
That happen every season. Whatever you said. I think you were close enough. Ian, it was you got it all. Big Brother showmances. What a cat lady might say. Things associated with things inside Pandora's box. Power of veto competitions. People that are challenge threats and things that happen every season. Ian and Mike, you are the magic combination.
Yeah, dude.
Yes. Woo. And Mike, you will be getting the Big Brother live feeds for free this summer from robhasawebsite.com. Tomorrow, be sure to check out Julie Chen at revealing what the twist is going to be this season. And then check out all of the Big Brother. Ian, what are they calling these things? The Winner Confidential?
Yeah, I think so. Winners Tell All or something like that. Yeah.
Winners Tell All on the live feeds all week long leading up into the premiere of Big Brother. So, congratulations.
Don't forget to watch Eric Stein on the talk tomorrow as well.
Check out Eric Stein on the talk. Is he going to have the Whoopi with him?
Yeah, I think he might. Possible.
Yes.
And Clowny will be there as well.
And Adam Pock is having a big premiere party, and Eric Stein may show up.
Is it true?
Popular party.
Is it true that Matt Hoffman is not invited to the Adam Pock Big Brother party anymore? Is that true?
Not anymore.
Is that true?
No. Why? What did you do?
I just played the stupid game that we're playing. We're
probably both banned.
I'm mad at me.
Oh, my God. All right.
You should come. I have a friend I want to set you up with.
Whoa.
I can't. I'm busy.
Yeah. Ian's in sequester. Can't make it. All right. All right. Well, this was so much fun tonight. I'm so glad this worked. I was a nervous wreck all day. I was worried that this would be a technological bust like we've had many times before on a live show on Rob as a Podcast. But thanks so much to Tim and Travis from HomeGameEnterprises.com. They had the game go off flawlessly without a hitch. That's HomeGameEnterprises, like the word prizes.com. You can also check them out, HG Enterprises, on Facebook and Instagram as well. So thanks so much to those guys. And Randy, thanks for playing tonight, even though it didn't go your way.
It's all right, Rob, thanks for having me, appreciate it.
Yeah. Ian and Matt, thank you guys both so much for showing up and spending some time with us. Hope to see you guys both on our Big Brother podcast kicking off in the next couple days.
Sure. Of course.
Yeah. We are going to be doing our live shows on Sunday nights and Thursday nights for the eviction on robhasawebsite.com. So check that out all season. You could subscribe to Rob as a Podcast by going to robhasawebsite.com/iTunes, or for our Big Brother only podcast feed, you can go to robhasawebsite.com/BB Podcast and subscribe to our YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. Congratulations one more time, Mike.
Thank you. And if I can have a Cochran moment, my Twitter is Mikey the Harlow at Twitter.
I
couldn't think of a better name. It sucks. Everything's taken.
All right. Well, Mikey the Harlow at Twitter. There you go. You could find him there.
Yeah.
Of course.
having me, though.
It's gonna be a fun season. Hope you guys grab the live feeds. Big Brother live feed bingo cards are going out, the first batch tomorrow. So hope to get you guys on board. Let's you want to check what people are saying on? Let's check some comments real quick. I know unless you guys are trying to run. Let's see. Gina James said, Rob, ask Matt if he's gotten or spoken or tried to get in touch with Annie recently. Matt, have you tried to get in touch with Annie recently?
I randomly heard from Annie for the first time in like a year about 2 weeks ago, and we talked for like 45 minutes. She's still sabotaging shit, and she's in Florida doing good and having fun.
Okay.
She's so hard, man.
Rahap recap.
Annie, little known Annie fact, she has the biggest spine of any human I've ever seen in my life. It's like we'd call it a stegosaurus. Yeah, yeah. But it's cool. I don't mean that in like a rude way. And she'd be happy I'm telling you all this.
All right. Whoa.
Put that in your next game show somehow.
Yeah, who has the biggest spine in Big Brother history? Rap Recapper said, rooting for Mikey the Harlow for $25 pure rap mid. There you go. So,
thank you.
Yeah, you had the support. You won over the fans. I'm sorry, Randy.
It's all good. He deserved it.
Yeah. Aw, thank you. That really, really means a lot to me. Everyone was so incredibly nice the last time I did this. So all right. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Well, congratulations again, Mike. Thanks to everybody who stayed up late. I know we started this late. It's after midnight on the East Coast, but I appreciate you guys who watched us live and also watched us on YouTube. Like this video if you enjoyed the YouTube version, and we will talk to you guys again soon. Look for our Big Brother cast preview with Brian Lynch dropping later this week. Plus, I sat down with Chaos Cast for over 2.5 hours this afternoon. Check out that interview, and we're also going to have a live show with Mr. Survivor Malcolm talking about his new project on Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, all on robiswebsite.com. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye.